looking to get into sports betting? Well, look no further than HedgeBetter. Traditional sports is rigged anyway. Here at HedgeBetter, we're working hard to create and develop the platform that revolutionizes the future of how we as a nation view sports betting. Traditional sports betting is designed to favor books and lose you money. HedgeBetter puts the odds in your hands, cuts out the middleman, and aims to empower a future generation of sports bettors. At HedgeBetter, your bet is an asset, and we give you all the tools to maximize your profits and potential. We can't wait to come to your state soon and help you make the most of your sports betting experience. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website at www.hedgebetter.com to learn more and sign up for our mailing list. To stay up to date with all of our content, podcasts, including Steel and Naz, promotion, and events, follow us on Instagram at HedgeBetter, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and click on the link on our website to check out our blog. Everyone's even on Monday. Let's have a day. Back here, quick turnaround, our third now Christmas episode. Welcome to Steel and Naz, brought to you in part by HedgeBetter from a hedge quarter in Braintree, Massachusetts. It is Tuesday, December 21st. Merry Christmas, folks. As you know, we won't see you till next week. Tonight on our Christmas special, we'll recap the Pats' tough loss to the Colts Saturday night and talk about how they need to bounce back against the Bills to stay top of the AFC East and maybe, you know, take care of business at Gillette Stadium on Sunday. Afterwards, we'll have some Celtics talk and give you our picks for most of the NBA Christmas Day games, because, you know, some of them suck, so we just leave those be. Also, we'll take your calls to see, you know, what you're hoping for this Christmas from our local Boston teams. Guys, before I bring it to the first topic of the night, you know, how are you guys in your preparation for Christmas?
I can't wait. All done shopping and stuff. Got everything, so we're looking good there.
Haven't done anything.
Everything's ready.
That ain't happening.
Come on, guys. Get it together. Get it together. You're wearing suits. You guys got to be ready for this.
I mean, I'll just get a gift card or something. I'm not big
naturally.
On...
The mall sucks right now. The traffic over there is horrendous.
If I ordered on Amazon 2 months ago, I'm still not getting it. So I was just like, you know what? I'll just not try.
Where'd you get that? From Jim Dunn?
No, it is a size small. It is a size small. My mom bought it for me, but
a small. I'm feeling pretty good about myself.
That is legit a size small. Anton's making a comeback here. Back to neutral.
2022 is my year. Starting now.
Let's go.
We talked about it a little bit before the pod, but I just want to give a big shout out. Rest in peace to Dick Lombardi, who's my former Babe Ruth coach. I participated in the Babe Ruth World Series in 2008, and he was the leader of that. So I just want to give a big shout out here. Rest in peace, Skip. Great guy, great person to be around. And yeah, God rest his soul.
Yeah, absolutely. Great guy.
RIP, coach.
We'll lead it on into our first topic. And we're back. And, you know, our focus right now is last Saturday's loss after. Ripping off 7 wins in a row, the Patriots dropped a 27-17 defeat against the up and rising in the AFC, the Indianapolis Colts. Anton, I'm just bringing you your first thoughts on the game.
That Colts defense is a lot better than I thought it was. They were fast and right off the rip. I mean, it was what 17-0 before you really blocked.
Yeah.
Right out of the game.
And they were, that defense kind of, I thought they looked so good that there really wasn't much hope. Even, I mean, the Patriots storming back for 17, you know, in a quarter. Oh, my God.
Focus.
Laser focus, buddy.
I have Jalen Hurts with needs 0.6 fantasy points for me to go to the finals, and I'm pretty sure that just got him another negative.
We're watching Tuesday Night Football right now.
Gardner Minshew's warming up on the sidelines, pal.
He's gone.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Pat's Colts. How's he supposed to bounce back from that?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, you're listening to a dead man speak.
Jesus Christ.
Want me to take
you got to no, love. No, you no, love no. when you capture those moments.
Yeah. Wow. I just died of recording.
So about that Colts defense.
You know, Mac. You know, he had one of those games. It was how many games the Patriots are going to, you know, win in a row before they lose? It's just football. Do I think they're the second best team in the AFC? No, I don't. I do think the Colts are better, and I think obviously the Chiefs are better. And I even would even go as far. You know what? I'm not going to make that take. I'll leave him third.
Okay.
You were about to say something that was very wrong.
I'll take the role right now. And you know, the Patriots have shown all season that, you know, having a good start is the kryptonite of this team. I think, you know, if they don't have a good start, they're really chasing the entire game.
And you can't trust Mac to really.
I do trust Mac to a point, but if you're going out and, you know, turning over the ball, making mistakes, there was a fumble there. I'm trying to think. Was it Gunn? Yeah, no. I think there were no recoveries by Indianapolis. But what I'm trying to say is you get out to a tough start right like that, go down 17-0. It's tough for this team to climb back. And, you know, he really showed a lot there in the fourth quarter, you know, dropping 17 points, getting them back in the game. But there are really some uncharacteristic things I see from the coaching staff there. And I love Bill, and I'm not trying to be like, oh, this is like the end of it. But that whole, you know, 14, I think, what was the score there? It was 17-7, and they were fourth and goal on the 7-yard line with 9 minutes left in the game, and you decide to kick the field goal. You're still down two possessions if you don't get it. So I don't understand that. They just put in way too much. I get it. The Patriots' defense is top three in the league, if not the best. But they're putting way too much reliance in that defense, and then they don't even do the onside kick. They kick it off, and you're facing the top running back in the league right now, in Jonathan Taylor, who had 29 carries for 170 yards, and he ripped off a 67-yard TD in the game after they kicked off instead of onside kicking. So my say is they're relying way too much on the defense, and to Magic, what he says, you just got to let it rip with this rookie.
I agree, and that's what happened. It was great for them to come back, because that first half was like one of the greatest disasters we've seen in like the last 20 years of a half. I mean, that was as bad as it gets. You got a block punt. You got a red zone pick at the end of the half. I mean, that's all situational football that we usually are great at, and they were terrible.
And to debate with Anton's point, if you're playing the Kansas City Chiefs and that game kind of goes that way in the first half.
It's over.
You're down 35 nothing.
That's over. Yeah.
I'm just saying, to a point where, the Colts defense was played very well, don't get me wrong. But only being up 17-0 there at halftime, I mean, he had a pick inside the 5-yard line. He come out of the second half and he telegraphed a pass. He should have thrown away sooner than he did, and the other linebacker picked it off. That's a rookie mistake right there. But I'm just saying, this Colts team, it starts and ends with number 28. They're the running back.
Yeah, I mean,
who they controlled pretty well for the most part.
But it,
28 not, rushes, 100 yards. If you take away that,
that's
the big
that's
run,
gonna beat you. That's gonna beat you if their defense stops you.
It's not. If you play like I
what
said,
what do you mean? And I said the cold winter when he's banging you down, he's coming at you hard. He runs extremely hard.
I said
he's
the factor of the game is not bending, not breaking. You can give him as much as he wants in the early 80 yards of the field. But what they actually did pretty well was they limited him in the red zone.
And then he broke a 63-yard rushing touchdown.
Yeah, and
that
honestly,
was a very deflating.
Honestly, I blame the coaching staff on that, because you shouldn't have kicked it off. You shouldn't have settled for a field goal. You should have onside kick. They're playing scare ball because they are relying way too much on their defense and not letting the offense kind of come into its own. And it's kind of sickening to see. I think that was obviously a game where, you know, it's bittersweet because, it's a tough defeat, and you give the Bills an extra game to get back in the divisional race, and you're taking yourself out of the number one seed. But they needed kind of a wake-up call there where, you know, you are beatable. You're not this team that's just going to win every single game from here on out.
Yeah, you're but really? I think that's a good thing.
You think they should onside kick that?
All day.
Or at least out of the end zone to not waste any time. Like kicking it to like the 20-yard line was like just like one of the weirdest things.
I would have onside kicked it all day. I think you had two timeouts and
one time. They had one timeout and like 2:30 on the clock.
And was it last week or the week?
They had to get a 3-and-out. It was a 3-and-out
or lose.
Well,
my point,
if you make it
to your point, 3-and-out and lose. You could all they need is 10 yards, whether it's from the 20-yard line or the 50-yard line. All they need is 10 yards. So why not just onside kick? It gives yourself a chance to get the ball.
And that's a decent point.
Yeah. One thing that brought us down too was the Colts coach. His like lack of fear of going for it on fourth. Like, even though it was just QB sneaks and stuff, a lot of coaches don't do that against the Pats. They just punt it. Like, he called the bluff and was like, I'm going to go for this fourth and one. Like, it's going to fucking happen.
Yeah, and that's
and it. I think they went like 3-for-4, 4-for-4.
With the
like
Colts,
that.
Too, they're like, I mean, they have a tough schedule coming up, but they have a way they can find themselves and sneak in there as the AFC South champion, trailing the Titans by a game now when they were like 5-6 at one point, I think.
Yeah, they were some. Yeah, they were kind of like us.
They
like,
definitely
they were,
are
they
the
some shit
they
like
definitely
that,
are the up and coming team. But don't get me wrong. If there's a 2-minute drive and you know you're stopping the run, I have no confidence if I'm a Colts fan in Carson Wentz. That guy's trash.
Oh, and neither do they. Yeah. We just watched. I think he threw what? 5 for 12. 5 for 12.
It's different.
That was his day? 5 for 12?
Yeah. Jesus. I mean, I guess it's different if the rookie throws 3 times in one game. But when you have a seasoned vet, a guy who was up for an MVP.
In a dome.
MVP in a dome, too. That's what I'm saying. Coming January, if this matchup happens again in Gillette Stadium, I think the Patriots will take care of business. But, you know, the Patriots are going to have their hands full here with the Bills coming in into Foxborough on Sunday.
100%.
I think we lose.
I mean, you think they lose every game. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's...
Well, did you not notice what happened last week? I picked them. They lost. First time. I don't know.
Of course, you take ownership.
No, I did that on purpose. It was a test.
I mean, failed. Realistically, if
or did you pass?
If you look
both
back
ways.
At this, and you know, okay, say they lose to the Bills, they beat you. If we lose to Jacksonville, then fuck, they don't deserve.
They don't deserve it.
And Miami's a sneaky, very, very tough game.
Can't wait.
You know, what if you go 1-2? You're on the road.
Got to go 2-1.
You really got to go 3-0. You need to be home field against the Chiefs, against the, you know, the Bills, against the Colts to
see that's
to
cute
win, in my opinion.
That's cute and all, but you got to manage expectations.
What's cute? Well, what about the fans in these Fenway fans? Are you fucking
now
kidding
that
me,
was
bitch?
Cute. That
are you
cute
fucking
that
me?
Cuteness
get him Anton.
That cuteness
wow
really, that cuteness
the
beat the home field advantage throughout the playoffs of the Tampa Bay Rays. But we're talking about football. We don't have to go off on a tangent for 20 minutes.
So Arrowhead doesn't make a difference.
All seven fans and
I'm not saying
Anton's right here.
I'm saying manage expectations. This is the Patriots team with a rookie quarterback, with a team with no expectations going into the regular season.
There was no expectations.
The ceiling
for us to have a chance.
The ceiling for this team is to win a playoff game.
You're moving the goalposts here. You are moving the goalposts.
Let's not be ridiculous about like
I'm
this
saying
whole
for
Super
them
Bowl
to have a fucking chance, they need to go. They need that home field. That's all
of
I
course
was saying.
Okay.
Yeah. 100%.
I'm just saying we're going to have to – for me, I'm managing my expectations, and I don't have any –
Do you think Bill's managing expectations in that
No, he's trying to go 1-0 every week, and I fucking love that.
I agree.
Yeah.
You hitting puberty there, buddy?
Puberty? Can't even fit into a suit and fucking tell me about
small
puberty. Yeah, sounds about right.
I think it lights up, too. I don't know.
There is something. I was trying to press it. I couldn't figure it out.
Okay.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Either way.
Pats-Bills.
Pats-Bills. Big game.
Bills. Who's it?
The Bills haven't
Someone's injured on the Bills, right? A big wide receiver?
Cole Beasley got COVID today. And
is he a wide receiver?
He can't
play. But
catch
22... there's a big Kendrick Bourne's not playing this game. He's been big for the Patriots all season. He's on the COVID list as well. He spreads out the field so much for that offense. He's their top deep threat. And, you know, I'm kind of scared going this game. I'm not going to lie. In a Patriots fan opinion, I'm all in. Like, let's go. This is the game of the year. But, you know, as trying to be an unbiased journalist, this is tough. The Bills came in last week. I know they played Carolina, but their passing's looking pretty damn good. They can move the ball pretty well, and their defense has played well.
It's not an absolute shit storm.
October 10th was the Bills' last win versus a team that doesn't suck. It's been months.
Yeah.
Months.
I still like
it. They know that,
when
though
they beat the Dolphins, they were 1-7. It was those Dolphins they beat.
How are the Dolphins looking?
They're like seven and six in a row. They're red hot
I
now.
See that. I can see
that's
the Dolphins winning this division.
That's why if the Patriots if the Patriots win on Sunday,
happen, but love that
they don't clinch the division because the Dolphins have come all the way back.
Say that one more time.
So the Dolphins would have to like win out.
Yes.
And we would have to lose out if we beat the Bills.
And then the Dolphins were, so we wouldn't lose out.
What?
If we beat the Bills.
No, he's saying we beat the Bills and then lose the next two games.
The next
and
the
Dolphins
games
just keep
winning
everything.
The Dolphins had to win out. That's how they would win the division.
That's decently possible.
But it doesn't matter. We're trying to go 1-0 this week.
Correct. And I think we're going to go 1-0.
Anton, since I know you're on the Bills, you know, give me a reason why the Bills are going to win and what's the score going to be?
You know, Josh Allen is Josh Allen. I, you know, Gabriel Davis has become, you know, a very good... Very good wide receiver there. Even with Beasley out, I think he'll be, you know, he'll be covered and probably the player taken away. You know, opening up, you know, tight ends and you know, whatever kind of, if Sean McDermott, I really don't have much faith in as a coach.
He's such an L7.
I don't really, I don't, I'm not fully on the Bills, but I just see it as a what if Max slips up? You know, what if we get behind again? I just don't have confidence either way in this game. I wouldn't even bet it.
He McDermott, he's got the like the Rex Ryan thing where like against like every other team he's okay, and then like his brain just crumbles when he plays the Patriots.
Yes,
it just like destroys him.
Yeah, I mean I don't think the defense for the Bills is as strong as it was made to be. I think they've gotten banged up. I just don't like it either way. You know, obviously me making a pick would probably be an under. Shocker. But,
book it.
You know, bet the first TD like we always love to do on this show.
Who is it?
I think it's Gabriel Davis.
Oh, okay.
I think it's going to be in the 30s, like sunny. Probably a little wind, New England weather, you know I'm talking about. But for me, this all comes into, you know, what happens in the first 15 minutes of the game? Who sets the tone first?
Right.
And for me, hey, going back to your point, there's going to be a big, big advantage with these fans coming into the arena.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you right now. They're going to make...
Sit on a fence post. Jesus Christ.
Might feel good for you, but that would hurt for me. Yeah. My point is, no. This is what the Patriots have been doing all year. If they don't start out hot, it's really tough for them to get back in the game. And against a high-powered offense like Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, to your point, Davis there, and who's the other guy? Emmanuel Sanders has been pretty good.
I think he's out, though.
Oh, he's out.
Cole
Beasley, too. So
we got Emmanuel Sanders.
I know it's like a podcast and we're live, but how the hell is Jalen Hurts still in this game? How do I have a chance? He's like minus three fantasy points. I only needed 0.6.
You still haven't got it?
He's minus three. I needed 0.6.
That's brutal. Anyways.
Tuesday night football. What are you going to do?
I'm going to make my prediction. This is, you know, I'm a biased guy here. You know, I think this is the Bills' time. I think Josh Allen is going to come in. See, it's even tough for me to talk about.
He can't do it.
I don't even want to do it. But yeah, I got to do it.
Feels good, man. Bet against them. Pick against them.
I just feel like it's going to be a very close game, but I feel like the Bills are going to come out and they're going to put up, you know, 14, 21 points in the first, you know, 25 minutes of the game. And it's going to be a tough uphill climb for the Patriots. And I'm not even saying that, you know, the Patriots defense is going to play bad or anything. I just think they're going to make they're going to do exactly what the Colts did, and that's have Mac Jones beat him early. See what they can do to, you know, exploit his weaknesses. They weren't able to do that last game because it was a windstorm. They threw the ball three times. Now it's going to be interesting to see how Bill and Josh McDaniels play this game out. How many times are they going to throw? Because I will say, yeah, you should just ground and pound against this team all day and see what happens. But if they take away the run, then it's going to be really tough for this Patriots team to move the ball, I think, especially with Kendrick Bourne out. I know Hunter Henry has had a big season in the red zone for this team. But at the end of the day, I think the Bills, they're going to go up too much too early, and it's going to be tough for the Patriots to climb out. I'm going Bills 24-20. As a fan, You know what? I'm doing it again. Last time I picked against the Patriots, I put a gallon of milk on them. I said, let me talk, Matt. The Patriots Cowboys, I said, if the Patriots win, I will pour a gallon of milk on my head in absolute excitement. I'm going to do the same thing here. If the Patriots win this game.
You'll be at the game too, right? You said you would.
It's up in the air. I don't know, dude. It's going to be 30 degrees. Fuck that.
Oh, come on. Oh,
boo.
They got to act like you've been there before.
That is ridiculous.
No, Adam, honestly, though, like, don't be dumb. Like, you're doing kind of like a polar plunge on your head, like, when you dump this milk in this weather. Like, so be... I'm just saying, you're going to be soaked.
It's been eggnogged.
As a man who's been there a couple times now, as a veteran of the milk.
I came out the womb like this, man. This is how it is.
All right, fine.
If the Patriots win, I will pour a gallon of milk in my head in excitement. See, this is the difference between me and you. You look like shit. You feel like shit. You are shit when you pour milk on your head. When I pour a gallon of milk on my head, I'm going to be excited. I'm going to be running around.
Do you honestly look in the mirror and say, I don't look like a piece of shit?
I look fucking
terrific. Pretty personal, people. It's getting pretty personal. The tension is fucking intense.
Well, that's what you said.
I'm just saying.
That's what you said in the video. I look great. So.
Okay, get your ass to that game, Naz. You've got to be there.
You're going
to
have a miserable
ride. The video will be so much better both ways. They win, you dump milk. They lose, milk is afraid
of you.
Yeah,
it's a one. Officially. The sun will be out. The sun will be out, man. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Degrees. Come on, dude.
And I'll do it the same day. I won't wait a damn month like this, coward.
I expect nothing less.
Yes.
You better get it done that day with all the shit talk.
So I said 24-20 Bills. What's yours?
I like the under. I wouldn't bet this game. I wouldn't give a pick. If I wanted to, if gun to my head.
So you just won't text the group the day of the game like you did before?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Still, what's your pick?
Respectfully. 28-24 Pats. I think Josh Allen, he's without Sanders and Cole Beasley. Those are his two safety nets, so he's going to have to throw deeper. And I think when he does that, he gets pretty reckless, and our secondary is so good that I think they'll get to him. But we'll see. Going to need some pressure on him as well. He's hard to take down.
Where's our points coming from?
I don't think it's going to go that offense. High. I don't think, especially if he is thrown deep and throwing turnovers. I really do actually like the under. I know I always like the under. It's hard to, you know, whatever. But
pick a score.
I'd say 19-14 Patriots.
Oh, you pick the Pats.
Yep.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Didn't you bet or do on the Bills a little?
I was, and I
life
never gave a pick.
Such a coward.
I talked myself.
You think I wanted to say the Bills were gonna win? I can't wait for that gallon of milk.
I'm in some trouble over here. I want Miami to pull off that craziness that I discussed, where they maybe just win the division.
Fuck Miami.
I'm just trying to figure in my head who I want to come out on top of this thing. In this division.
Why wouldn't you want the Patriots?
Yeah, but
I'm not a Pats guy. You know this. I'm active. You should want me to your pick team the Bills. You want me to pick the Bills here.
Your team got shut out for the first time since I was 6 the other day.
Yeah, you're like two-thirds Tampa, like one-third Bills Mafia, I think. So why don't you just go Bills?
No, I'm not with the Bills. Yeah. I'm going to go the Bills because that means that they'll win. I think, right? Yeah, when I pick the other team, they'll win.
I think you just like reversed that curse like nine ways. Like, I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do this week. I have no idea anymore.
Anyway. From what happened last week when I picked the Pats, we're going Bills. We'll go. I'll go 30-17.
Why don't we Bills. Do this? Why don't we do this? I'll throw my hat back in the ring on the milk. Me and Steel milk, Adam, Mike.
Matt's not allowed to do any milk challenges ever again. He took a month.
Me and we all picked the Bills here. Nope. So Steel's the only Pats guy.
No, I took the Pats.
So you and Steel versus me.
No,
and
if
Matt?
He does a milk challenge again, he'll wait another month.
We're not doing that again.
I like it. I'll ride with you, Naz.
Okay.
I'll ride with you, Naz. Doesn't lose milk challenges.
The thing is, you have to. Like,
poor Steel,
I couldn't get like to my shower fast enough.
I'm gonna let it soak in me for a little bit. I might like sit on my couch.
I'm sure you will.
I might take a bath in mine. I might put it in a kiddie pool.
It's fucking cold.
I'll have Craig stand in for me on the milk challenge.
Yeah, no eggnog.
Craig will do it.
I honestly didn't even know eggnog was poured on me. During it. I didn't.
Anton's being dirty. He's 0-2 in milk challenges, dragging you in. Dragging you into
this. Sucking into this big time.
But right. I like it. Yeah, milk challenges
no,
on.
No,
milk challenges
Steel
on again.
Steel doesn't accept.
Steel is. We're gonna get Craig to fill in if Steel doesn't.
Yeah,
I'm sure Craig would be picking the Bills.
So for the
when he calls in, we'll talk.
So
about
for
it.
The audience, the Patriots. Milk challenge is if the Patriots win, me and you have to pour a gallon of milk on.
Yes.
That. Oh wait.
No.
Oh, this is way too confusing.
Me and you.
We'll work it out. Video.
Me and you, Naz, are riding with the Bills.
Yes.
Steel and Anton are on the Pats.
Yes.
No, but he wants to be wrong. So.
I want to be right. I want the milk. You don't understand it.
I don't get it. We'll get it after it. Next topic.
Like when a like.
All right.
When someone wins a championship, they get water and Gatorade poured on them. That's milk.
We should ice bucket Gatorade challenge you.
You're not allowed to do any challenges anymore. You took a month.
I just said you fucking idiot.
Yeah, exactly. You're a moron. All right. Anyways.
My head is hurting from that milk discussion.
Yeah, we will get to our Saturday Christmas Day picks of the week. First up, we have the dismantled Cleveland Browns 7-7 on the road against Green Bay. Anton, you had a little bit to say about this before the show. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it feels weird. It's like I guess it's a Monday. It's a Tuesday
Saturday
turnaround
on
an already banged up COVID lineup team.
Well, they'll
against
all be
the best team in the NFL.
To that point, they all didn't play. Now they're going to play.
Not all.
Baker Mayfield will be back.
I think like most of them are.
Baker Mayfield's not going to be the
Coach
Green Bay
back.
Packers.
Yeah, but it's a spread
Chubb
seven.
Chubb was out
spread
there. Seven. Like a lot of them. Yeah, that's not a big spread at all. I would take the Packers by fucking 28.
Okay.
I don't understand. I mean, obviously there's a line there for a reason, and I'll probably be wrong. Myles Garrett will probably break
four sacks. Yeah. Be a piece of shit.
Break Rodgers.
You know who's gonna run him down?
I don't know.
AJ Dillon, 2 touchdowns, 35-17, cover the spread. Packers, bang.
Yeah, Packers. It. Packers easily. That's it. Yeah.
So you just wanted to disagree to agree with me?
No, I wanted to see what your points were. I like to poke you until you fucking erupt.
Jesus Christ.
Brings the best out of you. You know, that's the chemistry.
I'll go Browns.
I love it.
But yeah, for the land. For the land.
Someone's got to watch out for the Browns. I'll be that guy.
Yeah, gross.
All right, so now we'll move on to the nightcap as the Colts will play their second straight Saturday night game on the road against the just losing to the Detroit Lions, Arizona Cardinals, who still haven't admitted the loss. That's actually pretty funny.
Correct.
Big Cat on Twitter. But Arizona. Well,
they haven't admitted the loss?
Well, their official Twitter hasn't tweeted out the score yet.
Which is bullshit.
Which is why they're cursed and Colts by a trillion.
No, it resurfaced the other day. Like Arizona lost to Arizona State like 70-7, and they even posted it. Like that's incredible. Anyways, Colts on the road against the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals have been trending down for a while, and you know this is literally the team who's trending down the most and the team who's trending up the most currently in the NFL. Maybe you could argue with the Chiefs here with the Colts, but I think the Colts are just going to smash them. I think it's only a 1-point. They're underdogs in this game, I guess, because it's on the road. But I'm taking the Colts all day. I think they're going to get the 9-6. The Cardinals will make the playoffs just because they already have 10 wins. But they're really trending down, and the Rams are peaking at the right time. So who knows going to win the NFC West there?
Yeah, Cardinals just scream first-round loss in the playoffs.
Classic. Absolutely scream it. I'm all over the Cardinals. I think they win. It's going to be a weird game, one of those. Doesn't make sense.
NFC West trip. Typical.
Yeah, it's just there's just too much. Kyler Murray's still there. You know, James Conner can run. DeAndre Hopkins. It's just one of those. You know, their defense is good, trending down. It's just a trap game. There's no reason to rhyme for it. It's just Vegas taking your money. You know.
Yeah, I think it's like their defense though. Like our defense is kind of like bend don't break, like we were talking about, and that can like stop Jonathan Taylor. Like I think the defense the Cardinals have is like built for him to just run through it. Mm.
Besides J.J. Watt.
Not there.
Oh, yeah.
So it's fine. Jones is on the outside, so he's...
J.J. Watt's on the Cardinals.
I know he is, but he's out for the year. Like, oh, yeah. He's not playing.
Who else is out with that team? How the fuck did they lose to the Lions?
I will say that the Lions have been playing a lot better football.
The Lions have covered like every one
of
their losses.
Did you see that post-game? Coach in the locker room post-game?
He's the best.
Great guy. I'd go to battle with him.
My lock of the week, if we want to transfer in.
Hey, I haven't even picked.
Hey, let the man pick. Pick.
He didn't even know the team.
I'm going to go Cardinals.
There you go.
There you go. Now
someone's got to put the stop to the Colts.
Finishing our NFL Week 16 picks. Anton, you started, kid.
So, kind of transitioning from that Lions game. You know, everybody's rooting for him. They're playing against a shitty Atlanta Falcons team. But Matty Ice at home. Give them to me. Everybody wants the car. Give me the line. Everybody wants to root for the Lions. Everybody wants to bet on the Lions. Matty Ice at home. He's always much better at home than he is away. I'll take them all day. That's an easy lock.
Who do you got still?
I got the Rams on the road versus Minnesota. It's -3, and I think the Rams, like how we were just saying, the Rams look pretty good. They're hot. They're streaking. Stafford, it seems like he's finally getting a connection with like that offense, kind of getting used to it, and I think... at least offensively, they're pretty scary. And, of course, Aaron Donald is going to eat Kirk Cousins alive.
So
that's what he does.
We have the #1 pick in Trevor Lawrence against the #2 pick in Zach Wilson this week. I hate betting on shitty games, but you got to let it rip here. The Jets looked pretty good last week against the Dolphins. Jaguars look completely in despair with the loss of Urban Meyer.
They've given up.
Jets are a 2.5 favorite at home. I think this is a big game for team morale. I think Robert Saleh gets it done, moves his team to 4-11.
Chicken parm.
Oh, chicken parm. Oh, awesome. Yeah, I got the Jets there. I think they're going to have a good finish to the season, which they always do that and just like ruin their draft order. It's they have two picks right now, but they're like slowly going like down and down and down. They're not going to end up with the top five pick just because they're going to win out.
That's why, yeah, like the Jets suck at losing too, and it's wicked funny. Like they always blow that too, and it's just like, come on, man. The Jets should have a number one, like three number one picks, and I don't think they have one.
Terrible.
Yeah, look, Robert Saleh, beast. He must work out. We'll transition on into...
Hey, Jesus.
Nobody cares. Pick the team.
Who are the Bucks playing? who are they playing?
All right, that's his lock of the week.
11. They're playing Cam Newton. Yeah, you got a point.
Yeah. Thank you.
11 points.
Yeah, are we giving it? Yeah, that's a better lock than yours.
Tom Brady also works out. And you know who else works out? Craig Kelly over at Slide Edge Fitness and Performance. We're going to head you off into his neck of the woods.
2022 is here. Do you have your resolution? Here's an idea. Make your way down to Slide Edge Fitness and Performance located in Braintree, Mass. Owned and operated by Coach Craig Kelly, you can be assured you are getting the best training around. Whether looking to improve your health or gain a slight edge on your competition, this is the gym for you. Group fitness classes as well as personalized one-on-one training are both available. Make sure to visit slightedgefit.com as well as follow them on Instagram at slightedgefitness and set up a consultation today. It's time to get fit, so let it rip.
And we're back. You know, got the football segments out of the way. Leading on to the, you know, the Bruins haven't really played in a week, so we're going to talk about, you know, the team on the hardwood in Boston who really hasn't shown too much promise. A tough 108-103 loss last night to the 76ers, followed with how many points do you have there? 41 points from Joel Embiid. Looked like an absolute stud. Tom, what was your take on the game and, you know, the Celtics in general?
I mean, the Celtics have had a very, very difficult schedule their past, I don't know, eight or so. You know, the Bucks, the Lakers, the Suns, the Warriors, you know, Philly. So it's not, you know, exact, you know, with their one game under 500. They're still not, they're not a championship team or anything close to it. You know, what is the answer? I don't know if there's a move that can be made to put you right in contention. I think Jaylen Brown, I'm done. I'm officially off the board. Get him out. Not. I don't hate him. He's just not the guy. He's not that second player to Tatum.
30 points last night.
Yeah, he doesn't stay healthy. He's just not the guy. You know, you can get something big for him, put him in a package, bring in a superstar. We still need that big man. I don't think Robert Williams will be staying healthy. You know, I'm on board Karl Anthony Towns all day. Still over 8, and we're not going to get in there. But the Celtics are they're just blah. You know, you can kind of probably say the similar to the Bruins. It's just blah. It's just nothing really to get excited about. You know,
exciting stuff for the Bruins come, but we'll stay on the Celtics.
Yeah. There's if you look back, like how the NBA is built, it's like Danny Ainge ripped the shit out of the Nets with the Kevin Garnett trade. We drafted as well as you can possibly draft. Just gave away Kemba for Horford in a steal. We've made all the right moves, and we're still nowhere. And then the Brooklyn Nets signed three superstars and their best player, you know, best team in the NBA. It's how it works is shitty.
It is.
What's the fix? I don't know. Get Tatum to recruit his ass off and clear the cap space and hope.
Bradley Beal.
Yeah, Bradley Beal. Move Brown for Beal any day of the week.
Any day. Even Sunday.
Like, yeah, tomorrow.
Christmas present. There we go.
But yeah.
Anton wants changes for Christmas.
Yeah. I don't have much. I mean, they had a hard schedule. They're a better team. You know, they'll be the sixth, fifth, you know, seed in the playoffs.
Pretty average team.
Yeah, you know, get knocked out when they face a real team, and that's it. You know, it's not a championship or bad season. Playoffs could even be, you know, eventually. I think they will make the playoffs.
But. It is crazy with two studs like them, Tatum and Brown, just like how just
mediocre.
Average. Yeah, like they are C. They are 50 out of 100. Like they are just average.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
The game last night, I don't know if you guys saw, I know he had, 15 and 11, but they had to start ahead as Canner. And
freedom.
In the center spot, I'm not even forget about that. Had to start him against Embiid.
Yeah, it's his name.
Down the line, Embiid just absolutely worked this guy. Just manhandled him. I just get the guy out of the league. I'm sick of this kind of guy. This guy's a loser. Biggest loser in the NBA. He's just such a pretender. He talks all this shit to LeBron, and then when LeBron goes right up to him, he doesn't say shit. This guy's a pussy. Get him out of the league.
I disagree.
You know who's great back in the league? Isaiah Thomas on a 10-day contract with the Lakers.
You and Isaiah fucking
Thomas. Oh, my God. Jeez, great stuff. They started him the other night. I think he had 13 points. He had 19 points the day before. You know the guy can hoop. He's a walking bucket. His challenge has always been, you know, being 5'9", playing defense. But, you know, it seems like he's going to help out the Lakers there. He might build a nice, you know, year contract there.
One from the clouds is I think the Hawks just gave a 10-day contract to Lance Stephenson.
That's big.
So, like,
that's
let's go. Let's go.
I need him back in the league. And you know what? I will give this. I may have said this in the previous podcast. The way the NBA is officiating games is so much better this year. It's not a ticky-tack foul. It's a much more watchable product.
You can watch the team with James Harden again.
Yeah. But I guess we can move over onto the Christmas Day. Few tips, in my opinion. You know, one first going off kind of that Big Cat special of, you know, betting those unders on those Christmas days. If you look at it, a lot of people like to bet those first half unders. It's not as profitable as you may think. I think it's a game under 500 or game over. That second half under is like 37-18 in the last 5 years or so. So
big
really
numbers,
look at
big
that.
Numbers.
Results.
You know,
gotta
the full game
it.
Still
gotta
does too, it. But if you really want to double down, that first half under can really, you know, diminish the gains that you have out of hitting those.
You know what else is a bad number before? I'm getting a little off topic. 3 points in the Rams and Seahawks game, and it's the end of the first half. We're just ridiculous, but go on.
Yeah.
Tough day on this Tuesday night football for the boys.
You know, yeah. with COVID coming, you know, you can't really pick sides, you know, as long as it's healthy. You know, that Warriors-Suns game, which is probably the highlight of the day, it's basically a pick 'em. I think Warriors are like plus four. You know, I would take the Warriors with those points.
Plus money with Steph Curry with a team with five losses. I know you're playing the Suns, who are a good team.
Either they win or it's a bucket game.
That's a big one for the Suns too, because you got to really see where you are with them, because they're about to get Klay Thompson back.
Right.
So you got to see like how realistic is it for us to like actually be toe and toe with this team if they're about to get another.
I think it's a pick 'em game anyways, though. So either they win or they cover, in my opinion. As long as everybody's healthy, I don't even know if you can get lines out right now, but it was plus four the last time I saw it. It'll probably change.
The thing with those two teams is they're probably at the end of the day both going to be like close to a Western Conference Finals, you know, and one of those teams is probably going to be in the NBA Finals. Those are two very likable teams. I don't think you can hate. I mean, I'm kind of over the whole phase of hating Draymond Green. He's kind of who he is. On the other hand, you know, I hate Brooklyn. Milwaukee, Giannis was a nice story last year, but being a Celtics fan, being from Boston, you don't like the Milwaukee Bucks. And anyone else is kind of on the same level the Celtics are. After those two teams, it's anyone's game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, as a neutral fan, like, if you didn't want Phoenix to win it all last year, like, come on, man.
Yeah.
that wasn't even
poor
close.
Guy.
Yeah.
I wonder how he's doing.
That was even close. Oh, what a legend.
He's probably made
that.
Mad money
I've never
that
seen.
Cameo.
I didn't just haven't even thought of him until right then.
Yeah.
So that sucks for him.
I'm going to run that video back in like a second. That was incredible. What a beast.
The Warriors only have five losses?
And Suns have like
six. The Suns have like six.
Like, that.
Like they're close.
Wow.
Like
that will be an electric game.
They're right there.
What about
yeah.
Nets and Lakers?
I think that's a game of who cares less.
So Suns, yeah, Suns five losses, Golden State six.
How many do the Nets have?
Just nine.
And Lakers?
They're like well,
the Lakers are like us. Like the Lakers aren't that good.
Wow. They don't care.
Yeah, what's LeBron? I haven't heard LeBron's name in fucking months.
LeBron's just a playoff
guy now.
Well, he did
have COVID, yeah. He's just managing his body.
I haven't heard his name since Space Jam, to be honest with you.
Which, that was like not that long ago.
The last time the Celtics played the Bucks, though, I think the Celtics whooped that ass.
I think Celtics are like 4-1 versus the Bucks, and they're like last five.
Yeah.
At least we're good enough to make the Christmas day slate.
I mean, that's just because of the history, but yeah.
That's like the name on the jersey, yeah. And we have like a marketable player.
Mavs, Utah, to end the night.
I mean,
somebody's got to play at 10:30
on the West Coast.
Yeah,
I'd lock in Utah.
Give me Luka.
That's why everybody's going to say, Luka. Give me Luka. Utah's going to.
Is Luka playing? Wasn't Luka out?
Who knows who's playing?
Exactly.
Who you
got to
the Hawks Knicks game? Hawks Knicks.
Hawks. Me and Steele were talking about
Lance Stephenson, 30 points.
The entire Hawks team is like,
I think Trae Young, Clint Capella, like, and Danilo Gallinari are out for the Hawks. Like, they're out.
So, again, Lance Stephenson, 30 points.
Yeah, that's what
yes. So, and, Hawks by a billion.
Probably a 30-point loss.
Hey, no, nice pass by Hertz there. He must have got to that 0.6 by now.
I don't have any
faith. The phone's dead. So I guess we talked about our basketball here, so we'll bring it up since calls haven't come in yet, right?
Nope, but keep running.
Yeah, so
at least get the one.
So what would you like for Christmas from the Boston sports teams? It can be anyone. It can be the Revs. It can be the Sox. It can be the Bruins.
The Revs?
I don't know. Maybe he was watching some footy over there.
You know what I want for Christmas? I want Mike to be able to name. I want Mike to be able to name one player on the Revolution.
That's a tough ask. I'd like you to ask any of these guys.
I don't think I can.
I can't.
So that's a tough ask. I'll get that for you though, if that's all you want.
Yeah, there's got to be some legend on that team. They're like good. Somebody's got to be a stud.
Here I'll lead it off just to give it a little shebang. I want the Bruins to blow it up.
That's your Christmas wish, you evil.
Yes, yes.
You're evil.
Blow up the team,
dude. Mine is I just want the Bruins to play a fucking game, and you're trying to ruin everything.
I want that. Everybody, you
trade
know,
Patrice
wants,
Bergeron.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Get so much for him. Everybody's just all in love. Why not rebuild the right way with win these assets and lend them instead of
you're bringing your
fade
like
into the wind.
You're bringing your like Rays fandom into hockey. And
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I am just saying. It makes sense.
You don't understand the rebuilding process in hockey takes so much longer than any of the other.
Yeah, you're
team.
Then hurry it up before you have nothing left, and it takes even longer.
Nah, they're better off just getting pieces.
That's what I would like to
weird
say.
Christmas ask.
Yeah, and you don't even like the Bruins. So that was fucking weird.
Maybe you should have stuck with the Beal.
Yeah.
I want what I want.
All right. Well, Steve, what do you want for Christmas?
I want the Rays to suck forever. No, but I don't know. Something with the Bruins. Make a move. Do something. Get a top six forward, big defenseman. There was some guy, I forget his name, on the Coyotes. That was good. So
if you don't ask, like if you don't have the exacts, like Santa can't get it for you.
He'll know. It's fucking magical.
Who do you want?
I don't know, dude. The trade right. deadline's like 3 months.
Where's
Ekman
Larson? Is he still there?
I don't believe so. I don't know where he is though. I'm pretty sure he's off the Coyotes though.
Can I? I want.
What do you want?
He wants.
It has to be Boston sports related. I want a couple things.
Yeah, yeah.
Just let it ride.
He wants a big old pair of titties in his face.
We'll start there. And we'll keep moving. I want that.
Check.
I want this guy Tarzan, the real Tarzan. I'm calling you out right now, brother. I want you to fucking either donate some money to the goddamn animals like you're supposed to, or get me me and my fellas NFT money back. That's two.
Or we're getting Lang on you.
That brings me to three. I want Lights Out Lang to absolutely humiliate Big Booty Daddy. I hope he bends him
How
over.
How many Christmas presents are you going to get there?
Your seriousness like in that suit is wicked funny.
You are not a good enough person to get this many gifts.
I am on
there's going to be three
I'm on the naughty list.
Three
I'll probably get none of this.
Yeah, three pieces of coal and fucking that's all.
Four?
Chicken parm sandwich.
All right, I haven't four. Had one yet.
Let him go. Okay.
Let me run. Four, I want Jake Paul versus Conor McGregor. Five, and my final, I want Bill Belichick to lose to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
See, you let him have five and you fucking...
That's a great ask. That would be a beautiful gift.
That's not what I wanted. What I want is a Brady-Belichick Super Bowl and Belichick the one.
Okay.
All right. That's fine.
What's wrong with that?
But I would like us to like keep notes of this and like check on his five.
I want to
see how that goes
for
him.
Oh, for five. No way you get any of that.
Yeah, and then I off myself.
Keep a checklist or something.
Brady, that's a good wish, Naz.
Belichick over Brady. I'll go a little bit for everyone. So the Celtics, I'll go the opposite here. I want the Celtics to blow it up. I want them to trade everyone besides not named Jason Tatum. I want them to just kind of have a complete recourse because that team.
You got
to
get rid of Tatum too. Dirt. You have to include Tatum in
no,
the blow.
No, you don't. You have to keep one
Why?
Piece.
Because you just do.
That's just dumb.
Because he wants it. That's
with
his sixth present.
With absolutely no analysis.
No, my analysis,
just
Tatum is not the guy to bring you a championship.
But
he's
a piece.
That's great analysis.
But he's a piece.
We can get better pieces.
Oh, my God.
We can. Tatum's good trading bait. We can get good fucking pieces for Tatum. Someone better. Someone who can do it.
That piece of chicken and your chicken sandwich, man. Is that the right piece?
Nobody's going to trade like somebody that worth that for Tatum because they're going to be in the playoff line. Why would you trade away your best player? Like, if he's worth Tatum.
Well, I don't think that in that terms. I don't think about caps and that kind of shit. Go on, Nez. I'm sorry.
My last wish, I kind of talked about Celtics. Red Sox, you know, they're in the lockout. We don't have to talk about them. Bruins, sign Tuukka Rask tomorrow. Sign him tomorrow.
That's an easy one.
Just sign him tomorrow.
What's he doing?
He's literally the emergency backup goalie until, like, he's officially healthy, and then they're going to sign him. But just sign him tomorrow. Just put it in paper. Just do it.
How's Swayman doing?
He's on COVID.
Fuck.
Damn shame. Damn shame, I know.
Young guy like him?
They, like, shut down the NHL for, like, 5 days. Well, like, COVID protocols are, like,
contact. Like, if you've just been in contact with somebody you had, you got to report it and that.
Update, we got 6 points now. Big.
Does anyone have any thoughts on the new vaccine mandates?
No. No. Not at all.
Yeah,
all
right.
Do you?
No.
Yeah.
Nothing I can say without getting probably canceled. All right. Should I call Showtime and turn Andrew? I mean, I feel like I'm getting stood up. I put my number. It was my number on the line, and I'm just like, fuck.
I think they saw that number on OnlyFans and kind of got scared.
Something's going on.
You call James Dunn. He'd be good for the vax fucking comment.
Yeah, he would.
Give Wig a call. Just give it live on air.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Give Jimmy Dunn a call.
Do you have his number? If I have these numbers, you guys got to keep the call.
Nah, don't call any of them.
Yeah.
We'll wrap it up.
I want to know what I want for Christmas. Some fucking callers.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we didn't get callers tonight, but we'll get them soon.
If you're listening to this, you better call back for the next episode. Just hit the line. You have my number. Fucking call it. Or else my Christmas, that's six things I want.
And we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. I want to see. If it's over six, like, that's another gallon of milk.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. Gallon of molasses, honestly.
Oh, that's tough.
We should do that.
I deserve the worst if I can't get one of these. Put me in a grave and dump milk in me. I don't give a fuck.
Folks, want to thank you guys for tuning in, and Justin and everyone at HedgeBetter for making this all possible. Big shout out to Slight Edge Fitness and Performance and Braintree. You know, the new year is coming. Got to get that summer bod going. So you get your ass there. That's all from Steel and Naz. Be safe out there. Happy holidays. Hope to see you next week for the New Year episode. Love all y'all. Let's have a good one, folks.
Yep. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.